All workers are now entitled to 10 days of paid family and domestic violence leave, even casuals. Small business employees were the last to be added to the entitlement, which has taken place overnight. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth says support is being offered to all local small business owners during the transition.
$3.4 million have been provided to small business to support them with this transition, with assistance. This is really important.
A man remains in a serious condition in Sunshine Coast University Hospital after suffering severe burns during a welding incident at Mooloolaba. The man suffered burns to his face, hands and feet while working near a prawn trawler on Park and Parade on Monday. Workplace Health and Safety are looking into the accident. A 29-year-old woman, meantime, who suffered significant burns in a house fire near Gympie last week, has sadly died in hospital. The blaze broke out inside the laundry of the home at East Deep Creek last Wednesday. She leaves behind three children who were treated for smoke inhalation. A GoFundMe has been set up to help the family. And the sod has been turned to mark the beginning of construction of a new luxury apartment complex in Caloundra. Bianco is being built on the corner of Bullcock Street and Tay Avenue and will feature 27 residences across 8 waterside levels. Director of RCQ Constructions, Rick Peterson, says Caloundra is undergoing a major revitalisation and they're happy to play a role in the transformation.
We thought that Caloundra had been neglected and had pent-up demand, and we were aware that there was a lot of things planned for Caloundra, so we set out to find the opportunity in Caloundra.